This is CliffCentral.com.
Over to Anthea. Are you ready for this?
She works hard for the money.
Yes, she works hard for the money.
So hard for it, honey.
Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you doing? I'm very well, thank
you. How's the economy doing?
Oh, okay. That's maybe not as well as I am.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's getting very difficult, eh? It's definitely an election year. There's a whole lot of politics moving the markets. I mean, because it's not really the shares that are changing. It's the politics that's making it all change. It's very worrying at the moment.
Politicians, they're like a... What do you call those things? A
plague.
Big ball that destroys a... Like a wrecking ball.
A tsitsipas.
They're a tsitsipas to the economy. That's what they are.
Indeed.
Stupid politicians. All right, so let's just try for a moment to make sense of what's going on around us at the moment. And there's lots of talk around the Reserve Bank, too, which we need to address at some point.
Okay, we definitely need to talk about the Reserve Bank. So first of all, it was MPC, Monetary Policy Committee, last week, and on Thursday they announced that they're leaving rates unchanged. But the great thing about it, or if you want to call it the great thing, is that the tone has become very dovish all of a sudden. So the last time Lesetscher and his team raised interest rates, and they sounded very hawkish. You know, they were going, you know, we need a margin of safety, plus the U.S. is raising interest rates, we need to keep up, we need to keep that purchasing parity well in check. And this time round, it was all very different. So suddenly, they're looking out for the economy. I suppose they've given themselves enough of a safe margin of safety, maybe, and that they are worried that the economy is not growing. I think that's basically it.
But that sounds like the prudent thing to do.
Not raise interest rates.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we said the last time when they did raise interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to say. But I think they've got it covered. What's interesting about it is that the Reserve Bank has now done something which the U.S. Reserve Bank or Central Bank does, and that's release what we call their dot plot, which is a whole lot of data on a graph, and it shows where the next interest rates, and the interest rates show, the dot plot showed that they were expecting a 0.25% interest rate hike in the next year, which seems very little. It seems quite very dovish.
What would you
basically like
to see happen with interest rates?
And
tell me why.
So I'm quite happy with what the SARB's done. I think they need to keep interest rates low, because higher interest rates are supposed to, in theory, stop people from spending, and then the economy doesn't grow. I want them to keep interest rates lower because I really want this economy to grow.
And let's be clear again, we've addressed this so many times whenever we talk about the Reserve Bank, but they've got one machine, they've got one button with which they can make things happen or not happen, and that's playing with interest rates. They don't really have a lot of other tools.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
As a result, we become, I suppose, almost completely obsessed with whether they're going to take them up or down. But that's really all they can do.
Yeah. And their mandate is to keep inflation in check, right? So theirs is inflation targeting. Now, no matter what you think about whether or not the economy grows and how the exchange rate changes, inflation really is the enemy of the people. It, if anything, and Zimbabwe is such a good example of this, is exactly the problem. When inflation goes too high, that's when the trouble in the economy starts, when people can't afford things, and we suffer.
All right.
And so this raising interest rates is also to keep inflation in check.
Okay.
So they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because their mandate is not to grow the economy. It's to keep inflation in check.
Well, while we're talking about the intersection between politics and the economy, I heard Cyril Ramaphosa saying at the ANC conference that the challenges at Eskom were being handled. The word he used is handled. Are they?
How funny is that? Can I give you a couple of numbers, and then you
sure.
tell me if they're being handled.
Okay.
At the end of September last year, Eskom sat with 419 billion rands worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8.6% of our national GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Their free cash flow was annualizing at around negative 25 billion rand. So they didn't have cash. They did not have money. So you tell me, are they handling the situation?
No.
I would say definitively not.
You probably have better luck with a school of preschool, nursery school kids throwing darts at a dartboard to make decisions about Eskom, and it would be run better.
And then, of course, you would have heard that also coming out of the ANC conference, they were talking about prescribed assets. So I don't know if you know what prescribed assets are. Basically, there's the government, the current government, ruling party, is saying that they want a part of the money that we manage as asset managers, your pension fund included, mostly your pension fund, to be allocated through supporting SOEs. Would you like me to invest your pension fund money in Eskom?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
so not unless I want to end up eating dog food one day.
When you retire, right? Yeah. So a lot of countries do actually have prescribed assets, and the concern is not that it's a bad mandate, but it's that we are worried about the politics and the corruption in our politics.
But what right does government have? They've already taken your tax. This is now what people have invested through hard saving and hard work. This is not their money. It's private money.
In a lot of countries, the SOEs are actually well run. And so they do actually make money, and they do pay decent yields on their bonds, and the share price increases significantly. And mostly we're talking about bonds here.
But let's be clear. Government have no claim on private assets. They can't decide what they're going to do with your money. Unacceptable. Do they understand what property rights are?
Well,
I'm not sure they do. I'm not sure they do.
Of course they do, because they're trying to eradicate them.
All right, so that's a disastrous idea.
Yeah, so to be honest,
but then they're out of ideas because they don't have anything else to do. They have nowhere else to get money.
Yeah, I would say exactly.
It's like a bunch of ticks that have drained the body of the beast, and now they're going to go to the organs that don't even have blood and try to suck other stuff out.
And I'll be careful here as well, because in Zimbabwe what happened was that they started printing money. And when you start printing money, that's when your inflation goes, right? Because the value of your currency decreases or really just goes for
falls out.
Yeah, that's absolutely shocking. The other concern, you know, there's been a constant worry. We were talking about Saab, is that the political parties, and I mean, there's so many of them at the moment, are saying that they want the Reserve Bank managed by kind of the state. And the Reserve Bank, although the governors...
Because the state's done so well managing SAA and Eskom and all these other things. So we really want more of them.
Yeah. So the Reserve Bank governors, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, are appointed by the president, so they serve at the pleasure of the president, but they are completely independent. Their decisions are independent. So last week's decision not to raise interest rates, yeah, that was good. Hmm. Independent. So it's all getting very exciting with the politics. Is anybody watching the Zondo Commission?
Yeah. Tell me who are... Someone asked me this question the other day, and I can't find... The necessary information. Who is Basasa? What are they? What were they doing?
I didn't know either. I have no idea who they are. They're a private company run by Grant Watson, the Watson family, who was a rugby player, or somebody in that family was a famous rugby player.
Cheeky Watson.
Yes.
Is that part of his family? Well, then you know it's corrupt as all hell.
Okay, so what happened?
And so there's a guy, the CEO.
What company are they? What do they do?
They do security. They do catering. They've got their fingers in many pies.
Mm.
So their COO is obviously testifying at the Zondo Commission. And what completely intrigues me is that he was saying they had to have between 4 and 6 million rand in cash every month to pay bribes.
Huh.
He's got a list of 80 names, which is revealing. So I think he started revealing them. So I didn't get to the papers yesterday, but I did see a headline saying Dudumieni was one of them. Surprise!
Sure, of course.
And
everyone on that
Zuma
list should immediately be put in prison.
Mm-hmm. Jacob Zuma apparently was getting 300,000 rand a month from them in cash.
Wow.
Do you know what that looks like? Wow. That's a huge bag of cash. I want to know, how are they generating 6 million rand a month in cash?
Well, it's laundering...
I don't carry cash
anymore. Laundering government money.
But where... Like, is there even 6 million rand of cash in the system? Okay, I'm being facetious. Obviously, there is, but...
Sure, like, if you have to pay politicians to make things happen, you find a way.
A lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all very
That's
exciting.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried.
Oh, all right. There we go. So that's what the Basasa thing is. So let's just talk quickly about some company news, because we don't want to go on too long this morning. But the company news is that retailers gave trading updates in complete contradiction of what Stats SA retail sales numbers have been.
Right. So the last time we spoke about retail sales number from Stats SA, it was October. I think it was October, and that was 2.2%. And I was telling you that that did not include Black Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Last week, they put out November retail sales numbers increased by 3.2%.
So is phenomenal. Is this good news?
Well, the consumer spending, right?
Yeah.
So you would expect everything to be okay. And I was actually looking at that number thinking, huh, we're fine. South African economy is going to be okay. The consumer spending will be fine. But then Mr. Price, Truworths, Woolworths, all reported last week, shocking, absolutely horrendous. Foschini was probably a bit of the outlier, so they had decent same-store sales growth for December. But the others, I couldn't actually believe it. You saw shares in retailers falling by like 8% in the day, on the day. It was horrendous. And you know, I've always said that Mr. Price is priced to perfection. Like it's quite an expensive share, because they've had one or two blips in the past where they got the fashion wrong or their buying was wrong, but mostly they've done okay and they bounce back quite quickly. But after last week, I think there's a real concern about what's going on, and that probably would have given the Reserve Bank some direction about not raising interest rates as well, because clearly the consumer is feeling it.
By the way, if you want to trade, and if you'd shorted those retail shares, you would have made a lot of money. If you want to trade and you want to try your hand at this, maybe you're an amateur trader of a kind, and maybe you've been doing this for a little while. Maybe you're really, really good. You want to prove to everyone you're good. Well, we've got a competition on the go with Easy Equities just for a few more days until the end of January. And you can take part by going to cliffcentral.com, find the Money Shot page, and it's right there for you to join in. And there's still a couple of days of trading. What, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Yeah, a week and a half.
Get in and take a chance. See what you can do. If you win, you'll get 5,000 Rand in cash in a portfolio of your choice, so you can carry on making money off the stock market. And you'd have to prove that you're pretty smart to start off. And you can get 50 Rand for free just to start. And if you want to throw in some of your own money and see how it goes, it's quite a fun way to play with what's going on in the economy at large, and what in particular is going on in certain sectors like retail we just addressed a moment ago.
And this week we've got mining production coming out. I think Anglo should do quite well. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I suspect they would do well this week.
Well, so far your tips haven't been at all wrong. Just want to throw in one quick last thing about Theresa May and how the hell did her government survive a vote of no confidence?
Actually, I'm going to pose that question to you. You probably know more about this than I do. I have no idea. The numbers are crazy. How she lost the vote by, 230 votes?
Well, it's because, first of all, Jeremy Corbyn is so much worse an option.
The lesser of two evils.
Absolutely. That you'd rather have Theresa May with all of her limbs cut off than Jeremy Corbyn in complete health. That's how bad he is.
A Theresa May that can't dance. There's no Theresa May at all.
And people would rather have that. And also, the danger is that if you get rid of Theresa May, you end up with someone who's either far more to the Brexit right or far more to the Remain left, and you end up with problems in the Conservative Party. So they're really protecting themselves.
And they've basically got less than 70 days now, right, to Brexit.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Very exciting.
I hear people saying it's going to be absolutely fine, and I believe that.
Do you know what was really intriguing was when she lost the vote, I think it was Tuesday night, we were watching, obviously, the markets, and the pound traded fell significantly. By the next morning when I woke up, the pound was trading above, or stronger than where it had before the vote. It really confused me.
The market knows better.
There we go.
So don't worry about the politicians. The market is the thing that you should be paying attention to. That's why we have Anthea in here every Monday. And thank you for joining us this morning, Anthea.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Go to the Money Shot page on cliffcentral.com for more.
This is cliffcentral.com.